on? Yep, I'm on. Okay. And I'll just, hi girls, it's great to see you. And I'll just say, I've got this on because I've got stitches in my head. And it doesn't look nice. So I thought I'd just let you stop you wondering, why is she dressed like that? Okay, I look a bit like a gypsy, but that's okay. But it's just for you, so you don't have to look at it. Oh, thank you. That's great. That is great. Now, I'm just going to get this up because I've got things on here today. Right. Now, there's been somebody who's been in the news a lot lately. Who is that?
The Queen.
The Queen. And what happened to the Queen?
She died.
She did. And did you know that the Queen believed in Jesus? There's been lots of that going on, and very special. And in one thing that I heard that she said was that she had hoped that Jesus would come back while she was still alive. And they said, well, why? She said, so that I could put my crown at his feet, because she knew that even though she was the queen, that God is the king above her, even more powerful and better than her. So it was a good story. Do you think that, you know, she was the most important person in the world? Yeah, but to some people she might be. Whoopsie days, we've gone backwards. I shouldn't be sticking on the back here. We'll go back to her. Every time I move it, it decides it's going to do its own thing. All right, there we go. Now, this man, do you know that God cared about the Queen, but he also cared about you? And I thought I'd tell you a story about this man. And this man's name was Arthur Stace. And when I grew up in Sydney. Who knows where Sydney is? Yeah, I grew up in Sydney. And this man, I knew, he was still alive until I was a teenager. And his story, when I was a long time ago, but his story was that when he was born into a family that had very little money. Both his parents drank too much. All the money that they had, they didn't look after him very well at all. So he came from a really poor, poor family. And he, as he grew up, he didn't even get to go to school very much. So he wasn't very good at reading or writing. And he got into trouble when he was a teenager. He did lots of bad things. He ended up in jail as a teenager. His life was a mess. But when the war came, this is the First World War, he thought, I'll be a soldier. So he went and he was a soldier. But even he failed at that because he was always sick because he'd had such a hard life that they had to let him go. And he still had nowhere to live and he would wander the streets of Sydney until one day he heard a message in a church in Sydney about Jesus. And he said yes to Jesus. I want you to be my Lord and Saviour. And do you know what God said to him? What he felt God was saying to him? The word that came to him, I wonder if the adults know. Eternity. That's exactly right. It was the word eternity. And what does eternity mean? Everlasting, forever and ever. And so who has always been and will always be, will be, is God, isn't it? God himself for eternity. And he felt that God was telling him to write that. So with chalk, he would go around the streets of Sydney and write eternity. And people would think, see this message and think, who's writing this? And he was hoping that they would make them stop and think about their own life and who to believe in. And it was many years before anyone even found out who he was. And that was the only word that he could write properly. He actually tried to write other things, and it didn't work. So for a man who couldn't really write, God enabled him to use that word. And as he grew in his faith and he got married and he would help other people around Sydney who had been like him, his whole life was devoted to serving God. And he became quite famous, even to the point now when there he is. They found out who he was and somebody actually got a photo of him eventually. He didn't like people to know. Hey?
Guilty and crime there?
Yeah, that's right, caught him, yeah. But this, they actually put it up on the Harbour Bridge one time. They lit it up because he was so well known. So even though he'd had a really bad time and he'd come from a really poor family, God still used him just as much as he's used the Queen. And he can use each and every one of you, no matter how old you are. And we don't know what God might ask you to do, do we? And he's always there for us. So I just thought that was a really nice story when we're thinking, in God's eyes, the Queen, whether you're the Queen, or whether you're somebody like Arthur Stace, or whether you're a baby, or a child, or an old person, God looks on you just the same. And you know that in heaven, that man and the Queen would be side by side. Side by side. That's amazing. He would never have thought of that when he was living here, would he? And that's the same for us. And I just thought that that was a really good story for us to think about, because for us, that is really special, and that God has been here forever and ever. And he is the same always. And we can come to him and we can talk to him. We can tell him anything. And we can speak to him when we say yes to Jesus. Isn't that cool? Do you reckon? Okay. And he's always there. He's never going to die. So we don't have to worry about, oh, look, we missed that. We forgot to ask that question, because he's always there for us. So we're just going to pray and then you can go back to your seats, okay? Almighty God, we thank you that you alone are God, and that you love us so much that you sent your Son Jesus to live in this world and die and rise to life again for us, so that we might be able to know you for ourselves, no matter who we are. We thank you that when we say yes to you, you are always with us, helping us with both the big and little things in our lives, and you guide us each day. We pray that all here today may know you personally and continue to experience your love in their lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.